Proclamation number 8859, dated the September 24th, 1964. Correction of a big error. Continuation of No. 8858. When your belief in my perfection is taken from you, when you doubt it, then you are subject to a misguided doctrine which can entirely destroy your faith, because you then have no guarantee that I am telling you the absolute truth, which can only be given to you by a supremely perfect being. And in that case your former will would not have been quite so grave, because if you had been created imperfectly you could also find a reason therein for having fallen, and such misguided teaching has to be most decisively rebutted. You must know that you were fully enlightened at the time of your fall, that you were not surrounded by the least amount of twilight or darkness at the moment of your apostasy from me, and that you, like myself, had been supremely perfect, i.e., beings of light, whose fall would simply have been incomprehensible if you had not been in possession of free will as the sign of your divinity. The fact that the first created original spirit was endowed with the same abundance of light and need not have fallen, that he voluntarily changed himself into the opposite, was not my will, it was not my doing, it was entirely the result of his free will, which, nevertheless, could not dispute my perfection. Neither had it been determined since eternity that the first created spirit had to fall, although I had known since eternity how he was going to direct his will. But if his fall had been planned, as you erroneously assume, he would not have had free will, and I would not be a perfect being if I had transmitted my will onto him. Surely this is to make sense to those of you who question my perfection, who allow yourselves to be influenced by descriptions offered to you by a human lack of common sense in order to undermine me and the pure truth. I cannot counter the errors often enough which slip into my word time and again, although I protect my messengers who receive it directly from me. But as soon as the desire for pure truth was not predominant, my adversary was also able to interfere and cause confusion by first questioning my perfection, and thus misguided teachings arose which I constantly have to correct if I want people to receive the truth. This is extremely important before the end, because my being should be accurately described to enable the emergence of love which I expect of my living creations. And this love can only be given to a supremely perfect being, which in itself does not have the least imperfection. Only I alone know that at and where my first created spirit is fallen, but it has been explained to you as far as you are able to understand it. But if you associate this with my will, which wants everyone to achieve utmost bliss, then it is a most blatantly misguided doctrine, which could only have been fashioned by an unenlightened spirit, a purely intellectual thought process. Because my will is good, it will never initiate something contrary to this, it can only ever express itself in accordance with my love, thus it could not have determined the fall of the first being itself, while at the same time allowing every being its free will, irrespective of how it is used. For I have known thereof since eternity, and thus have also been able to establish my plan of salvation accordingly, because I foresaw with what hatred he is opposing me, he is now become my direct opposite who, however, nevertheless contributes towards helping me redeem vast numbers of my beings, albeit involuntarily. Because one thing I could not do, I could not create children for myself, because the free will of the being itself is to become active. And that has been my intention from the start, but it did not necessitate my first being's fall into the abyss, because, truly, I still have many options to achieve the goal I have set myself. And thus I myself would not have wanted something which was, would be, a sin against myself for which I then would have let the beings walk an eternally long path in agony in order to become what they were in the beginning. Such a description of my fundamental essence, which could only create and plan with supreme perfection, is wrong and will have to be denounced time and again as wrong, because from within my power I have created everything in existence with deepest love, with superlative wisdom. And all of this proves my perfection to you, because I do not bring something into being without meaning and reason and thus also want to be recognized and loved as supremely perfect. Amen.